I want to go through several things really, really, really quickly that were shared on the President's Club call a few days ago about Bronze 101 being up on the website soon if it's not already there. The gold training preview will be part of the Pathfinders and the Royal Alliance event. Full gold training will be prior, and this is a date you want to write, or something you want to write down, and I had the date in front of me, and I don't know where it went. But October, next October, a leadership event in San Diego. And again, this is a leadership event. This is not open to the masses. There will be qualifications that I believe April 1st, and this is not an April Fool's joke, I think it's April 1st, will kick off for that leadership event. So just kind of mark your calendar, but there'll be a full gold training preview prior to that event. Bronze 2.1 launched on Wednesday night, and just being real, keeping it real, as Randy Jackson says on American Idol, wasn't exactly what I was hoping for, but it'll get better. They are already fine-tuning to tweak that. Material was fantastic, but if you were on that call, I think you would admit that could have been delivered with a little more passion, little less scripting. However, Alfredo, being, you know, first time at it, it'll get better. But this is a training that's going to happen on a weekly basis, and whether it's every Wednesday night, I'm not sure when it'll be, but this is a training that we literally can plug people into that are ready to take that next step. They've as June did, you join, you purchase your Wellness Home Solutions, whatever that may be, little, big, whatever, the packs, whatever people's entry point is. The next step would be, hey, why don't you tie into this 45-minute live conference call and hear some of the nitty-gritty, the nuts and bolts of what the network marketing industry is all about. Again, all the points that Alfredo shared on Wednesday evening of this last week were right on track to just giving people the basic points. And I'm struggling for a lack of a better word, but or word choice. The real, the 101, and that's why we call it Bronze 1.1 and 2.1, and this is the second step in that series to understanding what it's all about. The Bronze 3.1 is a hands-on, in-classroom setting, and I don't know the details of when that's going to be. There will be, as I mentioned, part of the Pathfinders event and the Royal Alliance event, which Pathfinders, again, these are all things you can check out on these websites. Pathfinders.biz, theroyalalliance.com, and I apologize for going through this so fast. I got a couple other points here, and then I want to hammer into the waterfall. Monday and Tuesdays, please, situations occur on the weekend, and then on Monday and Tuesday, we're quick to dial up NECAN, and we want to get somebody in distributor relations to get these issues resolved. Use a little bit of willpower here and refrain from doing that if at all possible. Wait till Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. The call volume on Monday and Tuesday is much higher, and if you don't like waiting in the queue for 30 minutes, 40 minutes, you know, an hour, wait till Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. The call volume on Monday or Tuesday is really, really high naturally. And so just wait. Just be a little bit patient unless it's a life or death issue that it has to be resolved. But you will find, and I've tested this, you will find the call volume a lot less on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Okay, so, but every single person that I've talked to in distributor relations, maybe you got somebody on a bad day, but every single person that I've spoken with has been really, really proactive, and they've spent the time. And that's why the call volume is up on Monday or Tuesday, because they are spending the time on working through each and every situation. But again, I know I'm repeating myself here, but wait till Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. If at all possible, you'll get the situation resolved in a much less time commitment from you. The personal web pages, the PWPs, are up and running. That you still will find little quirks here and there. But they're rectifying. I got actually a call from somebody, Nila, in distributor relations, called me regarding an RMA scenario that I pointed out, and she said, "We're so sorry. We're still finding little glitches in the system." And she said, "When we do, we're remedying them. We're fixing them. Keep using the feedback.com or feedback@niken.com. feedback@niken.com. When you find a problem, don't think, it's not a big deal. Or if you think it's an issue, go ahead and send it. Chances are they are already fixing it or working on it, but there is a slight glitch that they might have missed it or the, you know, whatever. Let them know about it. Do not fall in the typical rut of just complaining and whining about it and not letting them know about it. Don't do that. This is your business. Treat it as such. If you were running a Fortune 500 company as the CEO and there was a problem with people walking in your front door and the message they were getting was not what you wanted them to be receiving, well, you'd fix it or you'd employ somebody, you'd empower somebody to do it. Well, this is your business, so treat it as such and let them know. Click on the feedback thing in the lower right-hand corner of the screen on the website or feedback@niken.com. Okay, let me talk about the waterfall real quickly in the next few minutes. We're at that window that we've had the waterfalls now for 3 months, 90 days, a little bit more, okay? When they were introduced in October, if you purchased them at the convention, you've had it since the beginning in November, December, January. The fact sheet or the quick reference sheet specifically states that the filter should be replaced every 90 days or 1,000 liters, whichever comes first. All right? Now, if it's just you in your home or you and a significant other, only two people, you may not have to replace that filter every 90 days or, you know, 1,000 liters, whichever comes first. However, if you're a family of five with a pet, like we are, and you find yourself, as Roger Drummer alluded to, and has said on record, he said, "My family is consuming at least twice as much water out of the waterfall." And he says, is it because I've educated my kids on that this water is better for them? It's got a higher pH. It's just got a structure that's different than what we had before in the counter unit or the under-counter unit? He said, no. They're drinking more because the accessibility is easier for them. They just walk up to it and they think the rocks are cool that they're drinking out of something that's got rocks in the bottom. And they put their glass up to it. He said, but we're finding them consuming at least twice as much water as we ever did before. So that being the case, you may or may not think that, well, every 90 days I need to replace this. But here, I want to share something with you that we've discovered in the last couple weeks, that you may not need to replace that filter, but the length of it, processing water, having water in it, it may create an airlock in the actual filter itself. All right, and I want to just take a few moments here of your time today. Well, how do I remedy that? Well, first thing that you may find yourself wanting to do is once it does filter, or in our case, ours was just getting really, really slow and it was not filtering anymore. We pulled it out, put it in a pitcher of water, and did the pre-soak process, just like when we got it out of the box 3.5 months ago. By allowing it to push the air up from the bottom again, and this is really, really crucial when you introduce somebody to the waterfall, make sure they take the time to either watch the video, read the instruction manual, or set on the phone with you and go through those steps. You don't want to pour water in the top. You want to let it absorb through the bottom to push out any air. And then here's the other thing that you can do, and this was a tip from one of the smartest women on the planet, my mother, also one half of my sponsor team, my parents. And you take, when you pre-soak that, you pull the sponges out of the top, you put them on the side of the pitcher. Ours look great. They're not, and I'm comparing it to one that arrived, a replacement filter on our auto ship a few days ago. And they look great. They absolutely look fantastic. They're not dingy. They're not brown. They're not murky in any way, shape, or form. But when you pull those sponges out of the top, find a small. I use the pocket Swiss Army knife to have really, really small blade. And the manufacturer may, you know, not agree with this at all, but this is one of the suggestions Mom shared with me. small little knife and poke down through the top of that screen. This is, again, you've pulled out the two sponges. Poke down through the top of those openings and wiggle it back and forth. So you're perforating that inner screen that's inside the filter cartridge. I made literally four small incisions, and wiggle it back and forth sideways, you know, across the blade, not with the grain of the blade, and aerate that. Allow some of those, we're just kind of stirring up the carbon block and the components of that, the top of that filter, and it allows those air bubbles to just come out as you're pushing water up from the bottom. I did that. I put it all back together, put it back in the filter, in the waterfall unit, and it worked like a charm. And it's processing water like it was when we first put it together 3.5 months ago. Now, the LED light, ours isn't working. I haven't taken the time to, but I tested it using the pH drops, using the chlorine drops, and it's still satisfactory. I'm going to go through today and put the new filter in. Because it passed the 90 days, yes, but for $8 a month, $23 and some odd change on auto ship, it's worth it to me and to our family to know that we've got the cleanest water coming through that. And then what we do with that, that old filter, toss it, break it apart, recycle the components. I may dump the carbon block in the garden. I haven't decided yet. But it's absolutely imperative. Again, now, does a couple or two people or an individual single person need to do it every 90 days? That's totally up to you. I'm following what the manufacturer's recommendation are. What they're saying, this is what you should do. Because I want the cleanest water for our family. And that's just me. And I don't think an investment of $8 a month to ensure that I've got the absolute prime best for my body, I don't think that's too much. And what does that break down to a day? You're talking exactly a quarter a day. So is it worth it? 25 cents investment a day? Absolutely, for us. And it is the hassle of doing that every quarter, once every 3 months? Is that too big? No, it's not. So I just want to throw that out. Right up front, these are some of the things that we've discovered, and we're at that window that if we set things in motion, that every quarter, keep in mind when somebody purchases the waterfall, that if you don't talk to them on a regular basis, week, monthly, daily, whatever, say, hey, I'm gonna touch base with you from time to time just to make sure everything's working a-okay, because if we keep massaging that relationship, chances are, as we've already seen this happen in our group, those people, and they may have bought it retail, but they're going to start referring people back to us, as June alluded to, and you want them to have a really positive experience, and they're going to, because the water is absolutely incredible. But, it's the parable about the seeds. Some seeds fell on stony ground, some seeds fell on fertile ground. We want every waterfall person, every experience to be a fertile experience so that it'll grow and it'll foster into other people. But as we all know, that one negative experience can impact the masses faster than, dozens and dozens of positive experiences. And if their light's not working or it slows down, we want to be counteractive and say, hey, I'm going to touch base with you from time to time to make sure your waterfall is working the way it should. And 3 months from now, 90 days, you're going to want to replace that filter. And I can tell you how to do that, or I can introduce you to AutoShip so you can get the best, discount available. Or if they bought it retail, say, I'm just going to go ahead and put this on my AutoShip so you'll know it's coming, and I'm going to make sure you have it. And you make the retail, bonus from that. So anyhow, one other announcement. Jim Starnes will be with us next Saturday morning. Jim Starnes is an icon or a legend in the Niken family. Jim has been one of those pioneers back in the day from, I want to say, Alabama, if I remember seriously correctly, Montgomery, Alabama, I believe. I'm hesitating on that one because I don't think it's Montgomery. I think he lives in a different city. But either way, Jim, you'll see his story on the email that I send out on Wednesday. Jim will be with us next Saturday morning. Amazing, amazing journey through Nikken and or with Nikken. And anyhow, love me.
All callers are unmuted.
Open up the line. Any questions, comments, something I missed?
Hey, Vance, it's Chris. Hey. Jim is from the Atlanta area.
Good morning from the Atlanta area.
No, I say Jim Starnes is in the Atlanta area.
Oh, he is in Atlanta, that's right. But he used to be in Alabama, right? Or was he always been in Atlanta?
I only knew Atlanta.
Okay, so, okay, all right. I knew it was an A, so sorry about that.
From Atlanta.
Okay, well, that tells me there's no questions, that I must have divulged everything perfectly, and no comments, questions, concerns. I'm
going
to bid you all farewell. Thank you for being with us this morning. Have a fantastic week. Don't forget Valentine's Day this Wednesday. It's the day that we're supposed to go out and spend money on cards, flowers, and other fine things that, you know, some might consider a waste. Maybe invest into a Nikken solution instead for your loved one. But again, thank you guys for being with us. Great call this morning. Hopefully that was beneficial to you. I know it was for me. And we'll talk to you next Saturday. If there's anything that I can do to be of service to you, please email, call, whatever. And I just have a great week. We'll talk to you next Saturday morning.